Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throw some monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
You're going to fit right in, man. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Ooh, here we are. Today, it feels like one of those days that may get a little squirrely on us. We have professional radio that will be done. Tashawn Reed, The Athletic, covers the Las Vegas Raiders. Will join us at 1:15.
See.
Then we will have our BetQL Network insider, Ryan Horvat, brought to you by Driveway.com. Car buying delivered on your terms and on your turf. He's going to join us at 1:45.
So who's going to do this professional radio you speak of?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, it's just those two guys.
Oh, when they come on.
When they come on. Gotcha. Other than that, boy, we got some audio today. We have honorary black belts that need to be
handed up.
Well, I don't know. It's already been handed out.
Oh, okay.
It's already been handed out. We have the newest owner in the NFL, who is the richest owner in the NFL.
Already power moving.
Dude, you want to talk about throwing a shot across the bow. He did it. And it was impressive the way that he did it.
Do like to see it.
We will have audio of that. Hard Knocks was last night.
It's all back, baby.
And Dan Campbell.
I mean, the NFL knew what they were doing here.
The world of football needs more Dan Campbells.
It does. More biting of kneecaps.
Yes. The freak list is out. Bruce Feldman's annual list of the 100 freakiest athletes in all of college foosball. And
it's a fun list.
It's a really fun list. There's crazy people on it. The Pac-12 has got 9 players on the top 100. 4 of them are Ducks. Luke Musgrave is a Beav. He's on it.
Yeah, some of his stuff was super surprising when I saw what he was putting up.
Are you saying that because he's a white guy?
No, just because I knew he was athletic, did not know he was that athletic.
Because he's a white guy?
He just doesn't look it. He doesn't look like he's that bouncy.
Yeah, he's very twitchy.
He's a twitchy dude, and I knew he was mobile, but not. Not like that.
Yeah. That's why he was talking about how he really is kind of honed in on blocking. Got to figure that part of his game out because everything else he's got. The athleticism.
I mean, he has NFL athleticism.
He's like, damn good.
Not even remotely joking. He has got NFL measurables.
All right. So here's a question to stew on for a minute. I don't want you to answer this now. We'll do it later. This is why it's going to be getting sideways, I believe. So of all of like the traits on the freak list, which one is the one that would be the coolest to have? Because you got guys that are like close grip benching 550 pounds, which that's insane.
That's a real thing that's on the list.
You've got like a 48-inch vertical, which is awesome.
And it's never on the guy that's like 205. It's always on like the 260-pound dude. And you're like, how?
You've got guys that are damn near running the speed limit in a 25-mile-an-hour zone.
Yes. And there's a couple guys that ran sub-4 agility drills, which is otherworldly ability to change direction.
You got those quicks. Which is the coolest one that you would want? Because I think it differs for a lot of people out there. I mean, super strength would be cool. So would super fast. So would being able to jump high. I got that question. And we'll go through some of the local guys because one Oregon Duck is near the top of Bruce Feldman's list. Usually we don't talk about
the absolutely makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I am so happy we are on his good side.
Yes. I'm very happy that he likes us.
And he does. He does. And we got some baseball stuff that we got to talk about today as well. Both things that have gone sideways and that have not gone sideways.
Yes.
So it's all here, man.
It's a good show today.
Mm-hmm. To Sean Reed, The Athletic covers the Raiders again. 115, Ryan Horvath, our BetQL Network insider, 145 today.
I will remain professional with Deshaun.
Okay.
Listen, I did it with all of the USC guys. I can do it with Deshaun.
Lincoln Riley, it almost went sideways on you. Listen, Lincoln Riley, I did it off air. There was almost a Chris Farley show moment during the interview where I looked over and I was like, are you going to do the, do you remember that one time? But you did. You held it on. You kept it on the rails.
I held it together. I did all of my gushing before we went on air.
Do you remember that one time when you beat Texas? That was awesome.
That was awesome. I did. I definitely was like, this is the guy.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Oh, well, we'll have new hot collective news is out there.
Yes,
too,
there is. And if we have time for it today, ESPN released their NBA projections for this season.
And already?
For their
win-losses.
Don't
they know that they need to do that?
Well, I mean, rosters are pretty much set.
I know rosters are set, but here's my thing. Why don't you release that? You need to release that like middle of football season. Because then you're peeling off some of the football fans whose teams already suck.
No, they need something now. They need content now.
I think the Brooklyn Nets are figuring that whole part out pretty well.
The thing about that is the worldwide leader waited almost 7 hours to run anything there because Adrian Wojnarowski is trying to protect old Sean Marks. Did you know that? They ran the NBA live show, which is at like noon, which was 30 minutes before that story broke. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 30 minutes after that story broke, didn't address it once.
Really?
And it's a live show.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
They didn't address Kevin Durant
demanding
a trade and wanting Sean Marks fired.
Yep. Just a quick reminder, Sean Marks comes from the San Antonio Spurs, where Woj cultivated a lot of his early sources. Sean Marks, also represented by CAA, which is the same agency that basically controls all of ESPN at this point in time.
A CAA lot of people,
is also the lead rep for one Adrian Wojnarowski. Not hard to draw the lines here, which is what we talked about the other day when Shams dropped that article. It was very easy to see where it came from. It came from
Kevin Durant.
So, yeah, it was a little bit weird because ESPN quite literally did not address it until Josiah addressed it 7 hours later.
Okay, in this, we're going way too sportsy here. I wanted to ask you how your new dishwasher is doing today.
No. Let's come back to that stuff later. The dishwasher was fun. So, no. My wife is like, you're going to talk about this tomorrow on the radio. I go, yeah, I am.
Yes, we are.
So, night before last, I've been without a dishwasher for 4 months. I've been dealing with this Samsung nightmare. Because parts are back ordered forever. And so I've been hand washing dishes for months trying to get this whole thing sorted. Ooh. And finally got the home warranty company to just buy me out. And they cut me a check for it.
Okay.
You figured out. I'm like, cool. Well, then I went to go buy the dishwasher I wanted. The dishwasher I wanted was back ordered until late January.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All of them gone. Backordered for forever.
Is there something like special about it?
It is. There is, but it also like.
Is it Rosie from the Jetsons?
Yes. But sweet. Also it, like before I came here, I was working in global logistics, like supply chains right now, when it comes to like certain motors in the world, there's anywhere between 6 and 18 month lead times on them. As crazy as that sounds.
My gosh.
Yeah. So, and this, and what they use is that particular motor. But so I ended up finding a suitable, you know, replacement for it. And it was due to be delivered yesterday. Well, the night before, I had unhooked everything, and anybody's ever dealt with a dishwasher, it's a pain in the butt.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
It's a severe pain in the butt. So I to wait until last possible second so that we didn't weren't without water, weren't without the ability to do anything. I waited till late at night. So to unhook everything. So I unhooked everything, got it all ready, cleared a path, because they were going to take it out. They're going to take the old one, put the new one in. My wife, who works from home every day of the week except for one, was going to be there. And I was like, okay, it's going to be there between 12 and 4, the one time that I can't be there. I need you to be there. My phone rang while we were here on air yesterday. Yes. And I had told them before we went on air, my wife is home. Talk to her. She will text me during the show, and I will call you during a commercial break if there's an issue.
Well, there's even a little bit more because you were getting a little upset during the show, early in the show, because they were trying to give you the runaround telling you, sorry, we're not going to be able to deliver it today. And you gave them a piece of your mind.
Oh, no, I didn't give them one. I immediately, so I got a message saying that it was all of a sudden it was unable to be delivered.
Yeah.
And I'm like, unable to be delivered? Are you kidding me? My wife is home. So I text my wife. And I'm kind of putting her on blast here. I love her. This is like the biggest mistake she's ever made.
Oh no, this is what happens. Our lives are open books, man. Yes. You got to read it.
So this was at 12:24. She said, what time are they coming again? I said, they'll be there in about an hour. Mm-hmm. That's what they were told me. And that was probably, I said that to kind of give her a little bit of a buffer. Like, don't go anywhere. She says, okay. And then I text her, hey, they're two stops away. Just got an update. At 2:15, I text her, did you miss them? They said it wasn't delivered. And then I didn't hear from her for like 10, 15 minutes. And then I just responded with question marks. And she says, no, I've been here. I even had the shade open in the living room. When were they here? So my response was, they're full of bleep then?
Mm.
Like, do I need to call and like be an a-hole?
Oh, no.
And then I went on a walk, but was back before 1:30. And it was just me just sending an endless row of periods. Like, you have got to be kidding me.
That one time, the short little walk is what.
And I was like, okay, so I leave here and I call them on the way home and I'm like, hey, is there any way you guys can get out tonight? I have everything unhooked. Like it is a giant hole in my kitchen right now. It's my old dishwasher is in the middle of my kitchen. The plumbing's all like disassembled. I have a pile of dishes. And she's like, let me see what I can do. Let me call you back in 5 minutes. Calls me back in 5 minutes. Earliest I can do is the 17th.
No.
I was like,
you got another week, dude. What? You got another week, dude.
So after this discussion, I get home and I tell my wife, okay, listen, I'm not mad at you. I'm very irritated.
Yeah.
I'm very irritated.
Yeah.
Because I just took everything apart at 10:30 at night and was crawling around in the kitchen. A nice, you know, it's never clean behind a dishwasher.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Yeah. And
how does it get so dirty back there? I noticed that
no
too.
No idea.
There's nothing that can get back there.
And yet it's always a disaster.
How does that happen?
It makes zero sense.
Nope.
So
nice.
She's like, well, the good news is it's still coming, right? I'm like, yes, it is. And I'm like, you know, the good news is you're doing the dishes for the next 10 days. And she just looked at me and she wanted to argue with me. I could see
fair.
It coming. And I'm like,
that's fair.
And
she's that's like, fair.
It was great because you could see the argument was trying to, it was forming in her mouth, but she knew she had no ground to stand on. And it, for once in our relationship, I won.
And that's when you do the tables have turned. Huh? This is my moment in the sun.
I literally told the lady at Home Depot, I'm like, my wife has let all womankind down. She lost an argument to her husband. She cannot stand on solid grounds. And for this night alone, the Home Depot lady said, I'll light a candle for her.
Mm-hmm. See, the real moral of the story here is that bad things happen when you try to better yourself in exercise.
Yes, exactly.
You took out of that.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I took out of it.
My wife was trying to go make sure she got her walk in.
That's quite a twist, but Okay, I'll subscribe to that.
It's not that far off the beaten path.
Look, man, you're batting 1,000 right now. I mean, I'm sure we'll find some other things, like, you know, people were going to die, then they started exercising, and I don't know, they bettered their lives. But we don't have any concrete evidence right now in front of us. So I'll subscribe to your theory.
I've got one more for you.
All right.
I remember when I was going back to school and taking a news writing course, and there was a story about this guy who, I don't remember if he ran a marathon or whatever, ran a great distance, and he died of overhydration. He drank too much water after running, and he died.
Get him a body bag! Yeah!
Wow. It's dark.
I mean, he did die.
What do they call it? Like hypohydration, when you overhydrate?
Yeah, I believe that was it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever accused me of that.
All right. What are you talking about? You drink a gallon of water every single day. During this show.
During a three-hour show, I drink a gallon of water.
You do. It's impressive the way it happens. And, you know, I don't know if you're just over there soiling yourself or what, but you take very few potty breaks, man. Are you wearing diapers?
Well, I mean, today I kind of am. I'm wearing workout shorts that have a liner built in. So.
Perfect.
But yeah, no, I don't really break the seal.
Mm.
If I do, it's usually very late in the show.
That's how you know you're a military man, right? Because you've got to hold it for long periods of time.
Yeah, you just kind of.
You do
what you got. And that, I used to quite literally carry around a gallon jug when I was in the Air Force, and I would drink two of those a day.
Mm. Offensive linemen are crazy human beings because
Forsyth carries his, right?
Yes, he does. But offensive linemen pee their pants like
regularly,
often, yeah, like during practice.
They're dirty,
like,
human beings. They just go
too far. Just go. You get that look on their face.
I could have gone my whole life without knowing that.
You didn't know? Oh, really? Yeah, they'll do it, man. The only guys that are nice enough not to are centers, but I don't even know if they do that anymore because you're rarely under center.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, or is that why we've made the move to, you know, majority shotgun plays? Yes,
that is actually the reason the game has evolved. It's too many linemen are peeing on themselves.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Here's a text. Secret of marriage to all men. Never win or be right.
It's the first time.
That's actually not a bad, yeah.
Even when I've been right before, I've been wrong.
On my bachelor party, my buddies took me to a bar, and first of all, they were jerks. They put a literal bowling ball attached to a chain, and they locked it to my ankle.
We did that to my brother-in-law. Exact same thing.
And so, obviously, I walk into a bar, and people are like, hey, what's going on with you, man? And it's like, chain.
Did they make it long enough for you to carry it at least?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got cornered by a woman going through what I can only describe as a messy divorce.
Ah.
And she yelled at me for 20 minutes. And I'm just looking around, and my friends are just handing me beers and laughing, like standing
walking
behind
away.
Her. Yeah. Oh yeah. And just from a distance, like I would just finish a beer, and then they just come and hand me another one, and then they just slink off, and I'd be like, hey, and they would act like they didn't hear me.
Nope.
And they would just walk away while this woman yelled at me for 20 minutes, and every 30 seconds for 20 minutes, she would just go, happy wife, happy life. And that was it. Like, she would just, like, in the middle of a thought of telling me her divorce story.
Certainly keeping this woman happy was the
yell at me, happy wife, happy life.
The key to a successful marriage.
And I at the end of the conversation, I was like, thank you very much.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Can't
imagine
why
this didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then I left. That was something, my friends.
Yeah, just one follow-up question. Who initiated the proceedings?
She did.
I mean, the divorce proceedings.
Oh.
I think we all know who.
I think we all know who. She was not a happy wife living a happy life.
Was her name Karen?
I do not know what her name is, but I would not be surprised.
I will say this. My wife and I have been together for almost 5 years. We've been married 2 next month. And
rookies.
And in the 2 years that we've been married, we have had legitimately 2 real arguments.
Oh, good for you, like, guys.
It is always a smooth. We get one a year.
Give it time. That number will spike.
Yeah.
Number one, she's, well, I shouldn't say she's non-combative, but because I'm very, as Dusty has learned very quickly here.
Combative?
Yeah.
Yes, 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 you are.
But we just, I don't know, man. It just works sometimes, you know? So when you read that headline about how I died, it wasn't her.
Oh, we've outlined that very, very, very clearly here.
It'll
in
be
the
my
early
own
stages
doing
of this show. Yeah. Yeah.
She has a convenient alibi, which right. I should be careful about.
Okay. See, this is what happens when we talk sports at the beginning of the show, is we all get derailed, and now we have marriage advice coming through, which I feel like we should just dish some of that out over the course of the show. So
yes,
we'll go ahead and do it. Like this guy, key to marriage, don't do it. Been married 15 years with my wife for 18 years. There's no statute of limitations for things she's allowed to bring up from the past. That from deal, that's very true.
That's very true.
But you know what, Danny? You've got, well, I think you may be done by the time you get home. You have 24 hours. We have a statute of limitations. They do not.
It's true.
They do not. It is like your
gloating
is done.
Yeah, they
because
remember.
You know what? You're about to lose an argument when you get home, whether you like it or not.
And then restore the balance of power.
Yeah. That's the downside of using our platform.
Yeah. See, the great thing is she doesn't listen to the show either.
That's for the best.
I know. It's great. I asked her, I'm like, is she going to listen tomorrow? She goes, no.
Good call. Yep. That's a good call. All right. Let's get this show on the road. Last night, it had everything. It was exceptional, disgusting, hilarious, all at once. Danny Dusty on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Not very often that this show will lead with baseball, I can promise you that.
But damn right it's going to after an absolute gem last night between the Mariners and the Yankees.
That game was so damn fun to watch.
I turned it on, I think, Castillo went 7 innings, right? So I think I turned it on in the 6th. And I was, because it was 0-0, so I was like, ah, let's take a look at it, you know, kind of tune into the game. I saw Castillo was dealing. I'm like, oh, maybe he'll get a complete game. I like watching a guy close it out. And by the way, Castillo has been as advertised. My goodness.
Yeah, Luis Castillo has been dynamite, and he was last night. Well, he went eight. He went eight full. Only three hits. Three hits, two walks, seven strikeouts, 110 pitches. He's been incredible.
He's a workhorse, and he is just getting it done.
So in his first outing with the Mariners, he threw 108 pitches and only gave up one run, and then he gave up a home run, a two-run shot on his 109th pitch. Like, that's an incredible outing in his debut. But this one, he finished it off. He goes eight full innings. Could have just thrown him in there for the complete game.
I'm glad they didn't, though, because the pen came in for the Mariners and was incredible.
They end up winning in 13 innings, 1-0. 1-0 in 13 innings against the New York Yankees, right? Aaron Judge, who's been a monster, he goes 1-for-3 with two walks and a strikeout.
Yankees had three total hits.
If that is what you're in, by the way, I just read the stat line. All three hits were given up by Luis Castillo.
Yes.
In eight innings pitch.
The pen came in and was quite literally immaculate.
They were gotten themselves into jams.
Bases loaded jams.
But it was finding a way out of it. And Seawald in the 10th came in, and what he had, I think he had two on, no outs, ended up getting out of that inning. I mean, it was just the ballsiest of innings that you could ever ask for.
Brash walks the bases loaded and then gasses them down.
But all of this is because the Yankees cannot run a base. Like, and I say this, they cannot run a base. That sounds like a weird sentence. No, it happened three times in a row between second and third base, and time between first and second. It was incredible to see.
Base running was so bad last night for the Yankees that in two innings, only four batters got to the plate.
I don't know if I have ever seen anything like that. Well, no. I never seen anything like that before, because what you just said, in two innings, only four batters got to the plate, because, and they recorded six outs, because you start with the runner on second, right?
Because they both got picked off.
And for everybody saying the, hey, runner on second is the dumbest thing in baseball.
No, it's not. It's wonderful.
It made that game way more entertaining last night.
Unbelievable stab on the drive up the middle. Terrible base running error, not knowing if the ball is going to get clear.
Okay, well, now you're going back to Frazier at second base.
Yep.
And that was, I believe, in the 11th inning, that one was.
When 10th or 11th.
When the bases got loaded. I'm looking at this right now. Yeah, it was in the 11th inning, top of the 11th inning. Aaron Hicks hit a line drive.
Smoked right past the pitcher, but it didn't go by.
Frazier stabs at it, but what was even better was J.P. Crawford was on second and waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
But before Andujar, who got picked off, he runner on second starts taking off to third, and Frazier just gets it. And as he's coming down, he's eyeing Crawford and just flips it right over. And Crawford was there, ready, waiting. It was like the shift worked to perfection for him. And because Crawford was in a spot where he could get to the bag that quickly.
Immediately.
Boom. You get a double play there. And then you go in the 12th inning, you get a double play again. It was
back up the middle again.
What I cannot believe is, it wasn't the same guy. It was like a complete team meltdown on the base pass for the New York Yankees last night in extra innings.
When you get a guy on second, when you can't afford to make those errors, because all it takes is something like this to ruin your chances.
The Mariners, they pulled out a win that in that game was exciting. It was exceptional pitching on both sides.
Yes,
for both of those teams. I thought what we saw was that's going to be a duel that we go back and we look at and you say, all right, if the Mariners end up making the postseason, if they can go on a run right now, these are those big time moments.
Taking these games off the Yankees really over the last week that they've done.
We have Garrett Cole on the mound for New York. Mm-hmm. You throw out Luis Castillo. This is why you make that trade at the deadline. And they both come, like, Castillo comes up huge for them. Gerrit Cole was dealing in his own right. He went seven complete, only gave up four hits. We're talking about a 1-0 game in 13 innings here. I mean, it didn't. The only run scored was the walk-off single by Luis Turin, which was...
There were two base hits with runners in scoring position. One by the Mariners in the 12th, and then one more again in the 13th. That's it.
Oh, man.
The Yankees were 0-10 or 0-11 with runners in scoring position, and the Mariners, I finished 2-12, I believe.
That was cool to see. It was cool to watch the Mariners pull a game out like that. It was cool to have exciting baseball. And it was damn near midnight, and not a person had left.
No, it was still packed.
Of T-Mobile Park. It was very cool to see.
It's cool to have baseball be this impactful in a 1-0 game.
And it's kind of...
Because we don't get that all that often, because it's all home run or nothing. Da, da, da. You don't get these kind of duels very often where both pitchers are just gassing. Because usually, the pen, like, perfect example, the flip side of this last night, the Padres are taking care of business, and the best closer in baseball, Hader, comes in and walks three runs in. Blows it. Like, you usually... Typically ends up happening when you're having a good pitching game. The pen comes in and smokes it. Both pens were fantastic last night.
And it made it better that the broadcasters on the Mariners call, it was really cool to see Goldsmith, like, really dig in. Like, when Gleyber Torres swung at that slider up and inside. And what did he say? He said he's making him look silly.
Yeah, he's making him look
silly. Silly swing. Yeah. What a silly swing that was. I was like, damn.
There were Trevino had one for him, and Brash, they both had strikeouts with the bases loaded that were absolute filth. You could see both guys just reached down deep and got something that just twisted a batter up in a way that you were just like, oof, my goodness. Pitchers are going tonight.
Could you imagine how upset Yankee fans would be if any of them were awake to watch that meltdown?
It was 2:33 in the morning when it's over?
Yeah, like that would have been in New York. They went to sleep. Like, they were like, okay,
they woke up this morning like, wait, what? They lost? Like,
they were sitting there going, it's 0-0. Judge is going to hit a dinger. We're going to be fine. Bombers are going to bomb. Wrong. 0 runs through 12 and a half innings. That was great. It was great baseball. And the environment was great. It made everything, like, that game had everything. And you can't tell me baseball's boring. Like, that 0-0 game
was
pressure
packed, man.
Was cool.
Every pitch felt like something. And it had a little tinge of October baseball to it.
It had a big tinge of it. Twinge? Tinge. Sure. Tomato, tomato, huh?
I think a twinge is what you get in your pants.
I think Mike Lynch calls that a swinge.
A swinge. Mm. Very cool, though. 1-0, Mariners beat the Yankees. And, oh, by the way, they're, like, playing in, like, a half hour.
Oh, that's right. They are, aren't they?
Bullpen, hope you get your rest.
Yeah, I hope the... So that means probably Rays in the bump tonight, right? Or
Today?
Yeah, should be, right?
I have no idea.
Yes, Robbie Ray is getting the start. Yeah. And Nestor Cortez.
Ooh, that's a good matchup. That's a really good matchup.
Dan Campbell is just what the doctor ordered. Here's Rust.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
The return of Hard Knocks last night on HBO. If you didn't watch it, we're not going to give any huge spoilers. When we do, we'll let you know. But the grand takeaway is Hard Knocks is back, man.
It is. Hard Knocks is like the official return of football.
Well, no, I'm saying Hard Knocks is back. It hasn't been good recently. It's back. It's going to be a good season of Hard Knocks.
Oh, for sure. Dan Campbell's going to make certain of that.
For no other reason, it's Dan Campbell. Well, they just have likable characters. You have Dan Campbell. Deuce Staley's going to be awesome in it. Jared Goff is a funny person. Like, we saw him
with the Rams.
When he got roasted for not knowing which way the sun rose in sets. So this isn't his first rodeo on the show. But you've got some, and Aiden Hutchinson's going to be a good one to follow, too. But Dan Campbell bookended the first episode with two absolutely stunner of quotes.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
Play it again.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass.
Is that, does he beat an ace at that point in time if you only got one cheek? How does that work?
What? I'm trying to figure out the context of that one, but that's not that's not what's important here.
No.
What he's saying is that I will not feel sorry for anybody that I am going up against. I will fight you and I will beat you.
He will bite your kneecaps.
And I love this about Dan Campbell. Mm-hmm. There is an element of him where every time he's yelling in that show or speaking,
I think it's just speaking.
I felt like he was on the cusp of crying. Almost every single time he opened up his mouth, I was like, is it going to happen now? He cares that much.
Yes.
And that's crazy.
And that's the thing is, I think as much as we joke about it and laugh about it, you hear from a lot of the players that have been through there or there now, and they all say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They ride for the guy.
Yeah.
Because he gives a damn. It's certainly different than Robert Saleh yesterday talking about the humanity of Mekhi Becton. But I think it's another version of a player's coach.
I just don't know if this one translates to winning football games.
I don't know either, but it's fun.
There's the element that he works within that whole, like, I'm going to get you so amped up. Yeah, I want you to feed off my energy. That is not sustainable for every person all the time.
No, it's not.
And it is motivating. And as you continually get that message, it can wear thin and wear off eventually. But I know for one thing for damn sure, I'm rooting for the guy because he seems like a great guy. And he seems like a guy that he relates to his players really well. You call a player's coach. I say they bookended it with two great quotes. He started with that one, and then they ended the episode with this one.
Come on, Deese. Deese nuts. What? I was tricking the boat.
I guess we're going through and switching it now.
It's old school. Yeah.
Like, he's talking to guys like, you didn't know this one was coming, did you, huh?
Oldest trick in the book.
Which apparently that's Nick Saban's go-to. Did you guys know this?
These nuts?
Yeah, those jokes are Nick Saban's. Apparently, that is his favorite joke to pull on guys. And so,
I'm sorry, I have a hard time that Nick Saban ever says a joke. Period.
Yeah. Apparently, in the stretching lines, that's a big one for Nick Saban.
Just walks over with a whistle and taps him on the helmet.
What's up,
these?
Yeah, and that. So any Alabama player in the NFL will know that. So like half of Dan Campbell's roster probably already knows. That joke. You don't need to explain it all that much if Nick Saban's doing it.
I mean, if you're going to steal a joke, I mean, there you go.
Steal from a winner. Hey,
maybe Dan Campbell
does pull it off because of the fact that he's stealing his material from Nick Saban.
That's really the secret to success in college and in the NFL is having juvenile dumb jokes that everybody loves.
Yeah, like, you know... Like this person on the text line says, you know, he's just saying with the first one that he'll fight somebody who's disabled.
Yeah, is most people wouldn't do that.
But
yeah.
Is that a motivating factor for somebody who's like, you know what, my coach, this is what he's going to go and do? No, I don't.
He's an equal opportunity a-hole.
I guess.
There's a lot going on there.
I'm here for the quote machine that is Dan Campbell, though. So if you didn't see it, go and check it out. If you don't have HBO, there's enough clips to get you through the entire first episode. We basically could watch the entire first episode as I was looking for the butt cheek drop earlier today. You can find almost the entirety of episode one.
Yes, broken down in some segment one way or the other. Shout out Twitter.
Including Aiden Hutchinson with a great rendition.
What, Michael Jackson?
Of Michael Jackson's song for his rookie show.
Yeah.
It was great. But Hard Knocks officially back. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good season, I should say, of Hard Knocks.
Do you think the Lions get the Hard Knocks bump here?
Of wins?
Sure.
Oh, God, no. No. Like in
Jamal Williams seems to think so.
This is what happens with Hard Knocks is we all are like, damn, they might be pretty good this year.
You know who loves Hard Knocks? Las Vegas.
Yeah, can you make a lot of money off them?
Yes, throw that money on the Lions. Good. Forget all their mediocrity over 30 years.
But that's the crazy part about the NFL is all of these guys look so good and make ridiculous plays on Hard Knocks and stuff because they are ridiculously good.
That's also every team in the NFL.
Uh-huh. Every single player in the NFL can do that.
Yep. Like,
these no-names that you start pulling for and you're like, man, I really hope he makes the team. And he makes an amazing play, and you're like, yes! And then end of the episode, he gets cut. It's because everybody else can make that exact same play that made you go, whoa! It's called editing, and it's awesome, and it's the best trick that they have on Hard Knocks.
Fantastic stuff, it really is. And what's got to be the most incredible thing about Hard Knocks to me is how fast that entity turns that show around. It is insane.
Fact.
It is insane what they can do. They are literally a week behind, and so basically, when they get done, because they're out there all day, every day. So they get done, and they're editing as soon as they get done. And then they're going again, and then going again, and going again, and they got it ready right on top of it. It's just nuts, man.
All right, P1 B-Rod, he's saying, all right, how many wins do the Lions have then this year? I'm going to take a look at the schedule. I will give you the definitive answer on the Detroit Lions season after one episode of Hard Knocks.
I like it.
And Dan Campbell...
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
What if they have four toes?
Well,
I guess it's a loss.
We'll start to negotiations there then. Okay, Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up. Stay on the scene, get on up like a sex machine. Get on up, get up, get on up.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I have broken down.
You
breaked it down the Lions schedule. I got them penciled in. I feel confident in 7 wins.
You did something productive during the break. I just came up with, I think, maybe the worst food idea ever. Crunchy sour cream.
Yeah, well, I mean, cottage cheese does exist, so I'm not going to rule out crunchy sour cream.
I got no issue with cottage cheese.
You know what's actually good? Eating cottage cheese with steak. Not like on top of a steak, but like as a side to a steak.
I am so anti-cottage cheese, it's not even funny. Texturally, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's weird.
I can't do it.
Got to go with like the small curd cottage cheese. I can't go with like the big curds.
Be careful when you're saying curds, man.
Does have a T sound to it.
The old small turd cottage cheese.
But yeah, I just thought about the idea of adding granola to plain Greek yogurt because one Mr. Russ may have made a mistake and grabbed the plain instead of the key lime. Rookie move.
If you crunch up some Juanitas and you throw them in with some cottage cheese, now it's on my mind, with some sour cream, I'm down with
that. Okay, I thought you were talking about Juanitas and actual Greek yogurt.
No. Sour cream. You said crunchy sour cream.
Well,
so.
I think basically that's what we did was granola with sour cream with plain Greek yogurt.
Yeah, and so Juanitas are my granola. It's perfect. And that goes hand in hand with the Lions winning 7 games.
You just equated a sweet, delicious granola with a salty, delicious tortilla chip.
Boy, was I wrong. This is professional radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I just, you know, you just no, add no, no. one to
just,
the other.
Just because one's crunchy does not mean they work. No.
Oh, sure does.
No. No.
Yeah,
no.
Just throw it on in there.
My God, no.
Yeah. What kind throw of, that sour cream with the little crunchy tortilla chips into a taco or a burrito, and that's amazing.
Did you eat, like, severely jacked up combinations?
No.
I don't believe you.
Not really. No. Why is that? You eat sour cream on a tortilla chip on nachos.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing that, that Juanitas and sour cream is okay, but that you're equating Juanitas
to
granola.
You said crunchy sour cream, so I'm saying that's what you would use to make it crunchy is Juanitas.
Yeah, I know, but the sour cream, when I say crunchy sour cream, like, would you just like crunch up Juanitas in sour cream and spoon eat it?
Just throw it. No.
Okay,
no.
That's what I'm saying. We're not saying
you layer it in with something. That's what I said. You put it in a burrito or you put it in a taco. Nobody's spooning sour cream.
But that's what I'm saying. His Greek yogurt was like spooning crunchy sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
See? Mm-mm. Full circle.
I'm out. It was gross. Key lime pie and it was just plain and it was.
How's that work?
Regretful. I think it was, I just blindly grabbed it. It was either right next to or mixed in with the key lime pie section. And yeah, didn't realize it until I was putting it in the work fridge here at work this morning.
Attention to detail. Ugh. Attention to detail.
That one hurts. It does hurt.
Yep. What do you got? Lions going to win 7 games.
Yeah, as I was saying, like I don't think they're going to be dog ass. Like they're going to be okay. Firmly okay.
7-10.
Ooh. Which
that.
That is 7-9. 10. Bull.
Good old Jeff.
We added a game. Can you call Jeff Fisher?
Can have him redo that one?
And see if he can make it 10?
I'll just grab that and make it the drop. You talking over it. That works for me.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. I think in that same episode, he said we were 10-7 right before that. So if you can get the long version of that clip, then it will have a 10 in there and you could just do a little tricky editing.
Pull it out. Yeah, yeah, I like it. I like where your head's at. editing, but people say it definitely it's the way to go.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to go there.
Save it for later. Save it for
Lions later. Offense is going to be pretty okay. That is my official assessment. Pretty okay.
Are you an Aiden believer?
Well, he plays defense, but their offense is going to be, their offense is going to be pretty okay because you can't be good with Jared Goff as your quarterback. Like you can be pretty okay.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you need a lot more. Jameson Williams, you drafted a guy who's coming off an ACL injury. You have a left tackle in Taylor Decker who has a history of injuries. That
a lot of injuries
when he's
up and
in
down.
There, yeah. He is very good. Frank Ragnow, your center, is one of the best in the NFL. You have Penei Sewell on the right side, so you have a good right tackle. Like, your running backs are okay. You have DeAndre Swift in the backfield. Like, they'll be able to run the ball. And you have T.J. Hockenson? Your tight end is good, but
and you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown and D.J. Chark. Like you've got some
you
stuff.
Also have Jared Goff, and that limits you. That's why you're going to be pretty okay on the defense side. Like Aiden Hutchinson, sure he'll make a difference.
Are you a believer? Because I'm not.
I don't know because there are some guys that whatever it is, they can be great in college and they just don't translate. I would love to see after like the quarter pull of the season, we'll know a lot about Aiden Hutchinson because the NFL is a different animal.
It's a different beast. It is.
It is a different animal.
Tell you what, going up against Panay every day may get him going real quick though.
You're dang right. The offensive line's really good. Mm-hmm. It is going to be really good. So, I just think they got some toss up games with like Washington, Seattle, Chicago. You could play them twice. Can you beat them twice?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Jets, I think they could beat New England if they just play keep away and run the football the whole game. You know, just wear down New England's defense. That's going to be the key to them going like 7-10 or, you know, 4-13 is will they be able to wear defenses down and keep offenses off the field? Like, that's it. Because that makes Aiden Hutchinson that much better. Like, Aiden Hutchinson can be productive.
Certainly.
If it's not the normal Detroit defense that spends the entire game on the field.
Spends the entire time on the field and with their, you know, ears pinned back.
Yep. All right.
Seven wins. Good job, Lions. You're not the worst in the NFL.
I mean, they still could be. I got the hype. The hype machine of Hard Knocks got to me.
No, they cannot be the worst in the NFL. They cannot be as bad as the Bears. I will ride this. The Bears are awful. They are so bad. They are so ungod. Every time I look, and I'm like, let me try to find a worse team.
Yeah.
And I just can't do it.
All right. You're a great point. Give you a round of applause on that one.
You could
give me a round of applause.
You could neuter half of the Lions team, and I'm still taking them over the Bears. They're just so bad.
All right, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two starts with, I always say, I've never met a Coug I don't like. Nick Rolovich, that's a different story. He has a lot of Cougs he doesn't like, and it's coming to a head. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
That is 7-9.
10. Bull.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.